The best way to learn a language? Immersion. Living where the language is spoken and using it every day. But if that's not in the cards this year, you can still learn a language the second best way. And that's with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts and help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations, and their tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription at babbel.com/bluewire. That's 60% off at babbel.com/bluewire, spelled BABBEL.com/bluewire. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't want it, you don't need it, but you're gonna get it anyway. The Kevin Sheehan Show. Here's Kevin.
The show today, which is the second part of my conversation with Stanford Steve Coughlin from the Scott Van Pelt Sports Center. He was in studio with me on Wednesday. We recorded about an hour of discussion. Yesterday, you heard our college football discussion. Today, it's all about the Washington Commanders and NFL football. That's coming up shortly. The show today brought to you by the Circa Million and Circa Survivor Pools in Vegas, which is where I probably am right now as you are listening to this. On my way to Wyoming later in the weekend to visit with Cooley for a couple of days. But the Circa Million, bet 5 games every week against the spread. The person with the best record at the end of the year wins $1 million. But there are another $5 million in guaranteed prizes during the course of the season. The Circa Survivor Pool is guaranteeing $8 million to the winner or winners. There were 2 winners last year that split $6 million. A Survivor Pool, for those of you who don't know, you pick one team straight up, no point spread, every week to win. If that team loses or ties, you're out. If that team wins, you move on to the next week. You just can't pick the same team more than once a season. The last person standing will either win an $8 million pot, big pot of gold, or they'll split it with another winner or potentially multiple winners. Again, last year, 2 winners split $6 million. $14 million in guaranteed prizes. No rake. If entries go above the guarantee, all the extra money will go to the prize pool. The deadline to get into it, September 9th at 2 p.m., the day before the first full Sunday of the NFL season. You must register in person at a Circa Sportsbook in Nevada. Weekly picks can be made through a proxy from anywhere. All right, part 2 of my conversation with Stanford Steve started with me asking him what he thought about Washington heading into the 2023 NFL season.
I don't see how that roster is a playoff team.
Well, the roster is
in that division,
minus the quarterback. The quarterback is a big mystery, and the offensive line could be a problem too.
I think
defensively they're potentially a top 5 defense this year. They were top 10 by every metric last year. It's a really good defensive talent base. They're well coached defensively.
Yes,
they've got big time playmakers on offense. They really do, with Terry McLaurin and Dotson and Samuel. Deami Brown should be a threat this year. Mm-hmm. Gibson and Brian Robinson Jr., I think their running backs are underrated. It's the quarterback. We have no idea. I forget where you came in on Sam Howell.
I've been a believer in him, but I always thought it was about the fit. And that's my problem here. I always bring this because it was never the same after. I go back to Carson Wentz first season in Philadelphia. I remember like it was yesterday because I wanted to see how it was going to be. You know, not proven guy. And what Doug Peterson and Frank Reich did in that system, he didn't get touched. He did not get touched. And that's what that's what worries me about Howell. I saw that, you know, people want to call him demons or whatever. He knew he was up against it his last year at Carolina. He knew it. They didn't have offensive line. That system is not planned for, you know, protecting your quarterback. It's set up for your quarterback to be the dynamic playmaker. He is that. He is that. I think his arms has gotten a lot stronger talking to people with the team. But I think he, in the back of your mind, and you know, and he played the game last year. He's been in it for a year. You know, in the back of your mind as a quarterback, you have to have a good sense of whether or not I'm going to get protected. And I don't know if he has that. When I look at the roster, what he has up front, I'm not a believer in that unit. Now, how creative can we get offensively?
Well, so are you a believer in Bieniemy or not?
I want to see him without Patrick Mahomes.
And Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
And Tariq Hill.
Correct.
Yeah.
So,
and
we'll
Andy Reid.
I'll tell you right now, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun because there's going to be some flashes. I hope McLaurin gets a lot more targets early in games than he did at the beginning of last year.
Yeah.
I think that turned.
You're bashing your boy Scott Turner.
I'm not bashing my man Scott Turner. I just think it was, you know, maybe the quarterback.
I think it was the quarterback.
The quarterback that was in charge.
And by the way, the offensive line. They didn't have much time.
So I look at that, and I just think of the division. It can't be this easy for Philly. It can't be because it's this league, first of all. But when you go across the board, like – I still have a lot of questions about the Niners. You know, could Purdy do it again? The system is the system, and the defense and the roster has as much talent. But I still think they're going to ascend as the season goes. I think like a season win total, I wouldn't touch their over because they could be like a wild card and then run the table for that. I could see that game, but that division's not good. I do kind of like Seattle.
Yeah, they got some talent. I mean, you know, can Geno Smith duplicate what he did last year? Maybe. I like.
I
Geno
love
Smith.
What they put around him.
Oh yeah. Oh,
love.
Sure.
I mean, Smith Ajigba is a guy exactly what you want
with
DK
with
and Lockett because
and
Ajigba.
And by the way, Walker the third.
Yeah.
I mean,
they got some depth. They got some depth at running back.
Yeah.
I like the kid from Georgia. They got McIntosh, I think, from Georgia.
Yeah.
And they also have Charbonnet. The biggest wild card to me in the NFC and who I will hone in every week because I think they're the most fascinating team. First off, because everybody talks about the team that Aaron Rodgers went to, but I'm more I want to see what the Packers are.
You like Love.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I have zero feelings towards them. Like,
people,
and that's why I'm going to. This is what it is.
There are people
they love
that are believers in Green Bay right now.
They
got five national television games.
Yeah.
So there is a belief from first of all, they do have a good roster.
That's my point. To me, we're gonna see the coach.
Yeah,
we're gonna see how good the coach is.
Yeah,
I just think they are such a fascinating dynamic because, like I said, everybody wanted to talk about Rodgers going to the Jets. I want to talk about more about what happens because he was not good last year. He was not
good. He wasn't healthy last year.
But
he didn't have receivers. I mean, it took a while for Watson to come together. But really, you could see that, you know, he had, you know, hand, thumb, whatever it was. He had some issues.
But
I'm a believer in the Jets this year because of him.
You are?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not. I think that division all got better. But just going back to Green Bay, I looked
at great division.
The division.
The
NFC North. I mean, I know you love your guy, but they're not going 11-0 in one score games again. I'll just tell you that. I'm playing the opposite of that playing out again.
Okay.
Chicago? Talk about a quarterback that's got to learn not to take hits.
Detroit's the favorite in that division.
Come on.
I know.
Come on.
I agree with you. Although, you know what? Amon-Ra St. Brown is an elite receiver.
No doubt.
And climbing. And Goff in that system.
Yeah.
I get why people like Detroit. Look, if Seattle had lost that game earlier that day, Detroit was in the postseason instead of, you know, that game would have been a game for that last spot. I just didn't see Aaron Rodgers last year. I saw a guy that was a shell because of his health and because of a whole new supporting cast. The Jet defense was top five in the league last year. Sauce Gardner is the real deal. I think Quinnen Williams, like I always kind of, we focus so much here on the D tackles in the league. And I think John and Duran are actually the best pairing of defensive tackles in the NFL. Although I really like Simmons and Tart in Tennessee too. I think in terms of the best combined D tackles side by side, it's Payne and Allen, but I'd still take Quinnen Williams before I'd take either one of them. I'd take Simmons. I'd take Aaron Donald. I mean, that defense is nasty. They're going to get Hall back this year.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with Dalvin Cook. I personally don't even think they need Dalvin Cook.
I don't either.
They've got receivers. I mean, Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. And they've, even if you think that he regressed a little bit, maybe he's on a decline, he is still so much better than anything they had last year. And they were 7-4 headed to the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't score.
No.
They could not score.
They couldn't. It was brutal to watch. And you saw it in Salah's face. He knew it. He knew it. He knew they got to a point where it was that close. Because I had an ongoing joke with my buddies up in the Northeast. Like, I wrote it, and then I couldn't write it anymore that the Jets were the best team in New York. And then I got burned at the end of that one. What do you make of Buffalo?
So
you have the Jets as a favorite in the division.
I like the Jets. I certainly like
them. You would make them the favorite.
I like them to win double-digit games for sure, and I think they're going to be in the postseason. Now, I think Buffalo actually is really good, but there's something weird going on there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, whether it's the Josh Allen Diggs thing, whether it's the Leslie Frazier thing gone with McDermott taking over the defensive play calling. And they just, like, there's some pressure on them. I mean, and they have been a really good team, but they have not gotten to where everybody thinks. Well, why? Because Cincinnati and Kansas City are really good.
Yeah.
And so are they. And now they've got another, I think, potentially really good team. I think the Jets defensively may be the best team in the AFC.
Wow.
Defensively. And now you're adding the ability to score to that. That's why I like them. Look, Aaron Rodgers could get hurt, and then you're going to end up with Zach Wilson again, and it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
And injuries. But if assuming everybody's healthy, I'll give you a team, by the way, in the AFC that I actually like, and they're going to be one of my big over prop bets is Tennessee.
Love him.
He's a great coach that I don't think it's talked about enough. I think he's one of the best coaches. And I like Tannehill. I think if Tannehill is healthy, they're in a shitty division, and I know Jacksonville's coming, but he's really good, and they're going to win 9 games this year.
Yeah, I totally see that.
9 games.
Jacksonville is the wild card in the conference to me because we saw how good they could be.
Yeah.
I thought they impressed me going to Kansas. They weren't scared. Because people go to Arrowhead and just get weirded out, and I get it. It's a whole lot that comes with it, knowing that you got 15, but it just feels like a swoon for some teams that go in there. Like, I would worry about the Jets going in there. I just feel like it's they would have something ready to go for that defense. But I look at Jacksonville as a team that has a huge ceiling. They got five wins in the division. Yeah, they got Ridley. Kirk is phenomenal. And I love Doug Peterson.
So
I really do.
About Kirk. Remember when he signed that deal? Everybody's like, what? For Christian Kirk? He was great last year.
Absolutely.
So back to the AFC East. You like Buffalo?
I don't.
Oh.
I don't. I like Miami.
You do?
I do. I know it's Tua or not. I actually like their roster a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they didn't have any draft picks, but I still like the pieces that they did. I think he is that creative. And here's the deal. In that division – New England's still going to be a pain in the ass.
A total pain in the ass. In fact, I'm starting to think
that he actually has a coach to coach him.
This might be the year where it's like we're teetering on, well, clearly it was Brady. It wasn't Belichick. I mean, he's apparently on a hot seat. Come on. He's going to come
they're
out. And by the way, they're nasty on defense too.
Yeah.
Really good, but I'm not a big Mac Jones guy.
I just like that he has a coach that's coached quarterbacks.
Yeah, true.
I'm on an island. I love Bill O'Brien.
Man, the AFC is loaded.
It's crazy, and that's what gets me back to that thing about Philly. Like, there's no way it's going to it looks that easy, but in this league, when do they play Dallas?
When does Philly play Dallas? There's a game relatively early.
Because Dallas' schedule is brutal.
November 5th and then December 10th.
Wow, that's late.
Philly opens at New England, Minnesota at home week 2, at Tampa, and then Washington week 4. Okay. I've kept you long enough.
One more.
Go ahead.
What do you got on the Ravens?
It's funny because I think that division's really
interesting
division.
I've said it for
I actually think ever. Cleveland's a dangerous team if Deshaun, and I think Deshaun could be Deshaun again.
We'll see.
Well, if he isn't, then
forget it.
Yeah, forget it. Baltimore's really good. I'm a Pickett guy. I thought he was really good, and I think Pittsburgh, they're not going to win less than 8 games because Tomlin – or 9 games. Tomlin doesn't go sub-500.
Would you say they're more dangerous than New England in that division?
Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I look at them
as
the same.
Just
like
because
ultimate
if you
pain
put
in
Buffalo
the
and Cincinnati – then you go Miami. You go Jets, Miami before you go Baltimore. You know.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The Jets are better than anybody in the AFC North, not named Cincinnati. I think so. This is going to be such a fascinating team this year because I do think it's a very polarizing conversation. I think people are having the same conversation that we're having right now. They're either, oh my God, did you see them last year, how good they were defensively, and now they have Aaron Rodgers. Like, even if he isn't Aaron Rodgers, but he's like a top 10 quarterback, they're going to win 12, 13 games. And I believe that. And you saw a guy that was in decline, and oh, by the way, a little bit full of himself and self-absorbed, all that stuff. And some people see that and say, but man, the Jets have welcomed him and he took $35 million pay cut. And
yeah, I mean, it looks great. It looks like they're all bought in.
And he's got his boy in Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah.
He's got Cobb and Lazard. And who knows? I mean, before the season starts, watch Adams end up in New York.
Yeah.
All right, more with Stanford Steve right after these words from a few of our sponsors.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This segment of the show brought to you by MyBookie. There's a big opportunity at MyBookie this weekend. YouTube star turned boxer Jake Paul returns to the ring to face Nate Diaz. Despite suffering his first loss against Tommy Fury, the problem child enters as the heavy favorite once again at MyBookie. Whether you're backing Paul or Diaz, get the boys together. Get the beers on ice because nothing beats the thrill of betting with friends at MyBookie. And then there's a huge opportunity this weekend if you use my promo code KevinDC at mybookie.ag. You can claim a deposit welcome bonus. You have to use my promo code KevinDC on your first deposit to claim that bonus, but it'll give you an opportunity to basically play with house money. If you're still asking yourself why you should choose MyBookie over the competition, it's simple. They really do give you the best bang for your buck, period. Plus, they've got every NFL preseason prop bet that you can think of. Every single one, including that one that we talked about the other day where Washington is the most bet team to make the playoffs at plus 280 at MyBookie. Welcome to MyBookie, where every punch has the potential to be a game changer and every round holds a chance for you to win big. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. All right, I know that you like a new coach in the AFC North.
I do love the hire offense coordinator for the Ravens. I love Monken. Being able to sit down with him before the playoff games last year, I was
Yeah.
Really, I bought in. I think it's a great change. You know, Romo's a guy who's going to play to his strengths. Obviously, the Lamar saga, but they are fascinating to me this year because, you know, they talk about a team that's not afraid of anybody. That division is just a war every week. I love that division.
I love everything about the Baltimore organization.
No doubt.
I love.
You're even wearing their colors today.
I am wearing their colors today. Sort of. So are you. even though it's an ECU shirt, Pirate Nation. Greg Roman did not get hired, did he?
No.
This go around. I mean, we'll see if, you know, Munkin's offense is a good fit for Jackson because Roman's offense was a good fit for Jackson.
Exactly. And they took so much off of Lamar's plate.
I know.
That's what that system does. I mean, I go back to Greg Roman at Andrew Luck's freshman year.
Yeah, well,
he was the guy that laid everything down.
Yeah.
And then you saw him ascend.
Greg Roman in San Francisco with Kaepernick.
Exactly.
I mean, and you know, so
he brought Tyrod Taylor to the playoffs, I think, in Buffalo.
Yeah. I know. So why didn't he get hired? You know, there was a brief story, and I was thinking about, you know what, Washington?
Mm.
Trade up, take Anthony Richardson, and hire Greg Roman, and let's play football that way.
Yeah.
And let's see what happens, because you've got a really good defense. You've got some skill position talent. You got some running backs. But it's EB, and we'll see.
Yeah? You're right. We'll see.
Yeah, the NFC, by the way, we'll end on this. I don't know about Brock Purdy either. Like,
that's,
I don't understand, like, this buying into Purdy.
I think Sam Darnold's going to be the guy.
Well, it's certainly not going to be Trey Lance, is it?
Wildcat. It's coming back.
I mean, I thought I always liked Purdy at Iowa State.
The system is perfect, but if you have somebody that brings more to the table from a skill set.
That's why if Cousins had been in San Francisco the last 4 or 5 years, they would have probably had one at this point.
Or two.
Did you watch quarterback?
I can't.
Why?
I didn't last through the first episode.
Why?
Patrick Mahomes' wife.
So annoying. So annoying.
Couldn't do it. And I wanted more of Mariota. I love Mariota.
I like Mariota too. And I actually, everybody basically, you know, they eliminated Marcus Mariota from the conversation of the show. I actually thought he and his wife were incredibly likable.
No doubt.
But he quit on the Falcons.
He did.
He quit on the Falcons, and that ended him in the show. So she is annoying as hell. Thank God we didn't get the brother pretty much at all.
And if you know Cousins, I know Cousins. Like, I didn't learn that much from watching him.
Oh, I think I did. Well, let me just say this. I was glad that a lot of people learned a lot about him. And he was, I think, you know, he was the star of the show, ultimately, because it was such a surprise to so many people.
He's a different, quirky guy. Oh, yeah. He always
he's a tough son of a bitch, period. Yeah. I mean, he is tough,
and he doesn't
and
get
he's
credit
smart,
enough because everybody wants
pro.
To talk about prime time games, which is dumb.
Yeah, he's 10-18. Okay, he's not 0-28.
Did go to New Orleans for a playoff game. Many people have done that.
That was the highlight. I actually think with Brian Flores, because they were the worst defensive team in the league last year and won 13 games, I think Flores and them being aggressive, more aggressive, and adding Davenport and keeping Danielle Hunter, he's got to stay healthy. I still like them to win that division. I do, because they're going to be lethal offensively. They like they were last year. I mean, adding Addison to that, and I don't think they're losing a lot in losing Cook. I think Madison's really good.
I just go back and look at the good to bad with Cook. It's just go ahead. To me, their defense, they have to be better.
So in the NFC, if
you're asking me to fill the playoff spots,
no,
I have
I'm going
to no
ask
idea.
You who's the third best team.
Seattle. You gonna say Dallas?
I don't want to say Dallas, especially after Jerry Jones. You know,
I like. I really like Seattle. Look at how good they, how happy they were since somebody left town.
Yeah, I think it's. I think there are a lot of teams that are. It's a possibility, and you've picked one of them for sure. I mean, I actually think New Orleans has talent. And I'm not a big Derek Carr guy, but and I actually thought Dalton played well for them. You know, if Ingram doesn't run out of bounds in that Monday night game against Tampa, they would have been in the postseason, and they could have beaten Dallas in the Superdome in that Monday night game that they played at Tampa.
Yeah.
And so I kind of like New Orleans to be the team in that division. And then I think Minnesota is going to be really
tough. How long till Heineke starts in Atlanta?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I just want to see that team. I love Arthur Smith as a play caller.
So do I.
I
think it's a perfect fit for Ritter.
That's what I was saying. Like, I actually believe in Ritter because of Arthur Smith.
Yeah.
Who gets the first pick?
Next year? I mean, it's got to be Arizona, right?
Oh, I think Tampa's worse.
Well, everybody believes. I've never seen more of a consensus on the worst team in the NFL going into a season. It's Arizona. Like, every mock draft for next year has Arizona picking, by the way, not only number one, but number two. Tampa should be bad.
What about the Rams?
I told you this a couple years ago. I actually always thought Kyle Trask looked like an NFL quarterback. He's big. He's tough. He can throw the football. And I did read the other day that it's tightening up.
Oh, I believe that's tight. No, 100%.
Why? Why do you believe it?
I would have thought. Same thing with, I don't know. Like, Baker's going to say all the good things and the right things, but still when it gets down to doing it on the field, he hasn't. He hasn't. And why would they go with that when they have a guy? Maybe he is the guy in Trask.
Yeah.
I think the wild card is the Rams.
But I don't think Stafford can throw the football.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think the wild card.
I thought you were saying they're going to be a wild card.
No, the wild card to be the number one pick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were talking about this morning because I said, I mean, they wanted to deal Stafford because clearly he has an injury that probably is not going to ever allow him to throw the ball the way he used to throw it. Maybe. I don't know. And I was wondering who the backup was, and I thought it was that guy Wolford. It's not. It's Stidham.
Yeah.
And remember, you know who likes Stidham? What's his face? The Raiders coach, former Broncos coach, Josh McDaniel.
Oh.
But he got rid of him. He signed him last year and was talking a lot about him during that year. And by the way, he came in
a primetime game, I think, too.
He came in and started for Carr when they didn't he? Wouldn't it Stidham that came in?
Yeah.
I think it was.
Yep.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me. 2 years after a Super Bowl. It's worth it to have made that trade. They won the Super Bowl.
No doubt.
All right. More coming up with Steve right after these words from a few of our sponsors.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have a moment to rate us and review us, especially on Apple and Spotify, it's a tremendous help. You could pause the podcast right now. It'll take no more than 30 to 60 seconds to give us 5 stars and write a quick 1 to 2 sentence review. It's very helpful for us, especially this time of year as we approach football season. Also helpful is following us. If you hit that follow button in the upper right-hand corner on Apple and down the left-hand side on Spotify, that is a big help as well. All right, did we...
Wizards? What do you got?
Oh, no. No, we're not talking about the Wizards.
All right.
And we can talk some Terps hoops if you want to.
Yeah, I do enough of that at work.
Yeah, I think you do a little bit of that at work. It's still the one thing that we both care about more than anything
else. I know.
Although, and you and I haven't talked in a few weeks, so we have not talked since you know, the ownership thing became finalized here. Mm. I was surprised at my personal reaction. I've told you before, and Scott knows this, that it wasn't that I had checked out. I just didn't have the passion like I used to.
Totally understand.
You know, Snyder sucked it out of the entire city.
Yep.
When we saw Josh Harris up there with Goodell, and that Thursday when he was voted, you know, unanimously in, and it was the realization of Snyder actually is gone. It was uplifting. I mean, it's a big uplifting thing for this city.
Yeah.
And, I mean, because it just was held hostage by this guy for a quarter century. And really, not the entirety of the quarter century, but the last 5 to 10 years for sure. And, you know some of these new people.
Yeah. And here's what I'll say. Being an outsider moving here 3 years ago, I grew up. In the 80s, when it was Giants and Redskins. Like, I respected that. Joe Gibbs is a god to me as far as my dad being a coach and upcoming and knowing what he thought of Gibbs and seeing what happened down here. And I just always had them in – I always had the Redskins in that Niners tier, in that Cowboys. You know? And when I – on the outside, I never knew how bad it was down here. I never knew – like, there's just no buy-in. And I think – I'm with you. I saw a flip of a switch, and I'm super pumped to be in this area because you talk about people that are starving.
Yeah.
They are starving for it, and I'm hoping all the best for it. It's going to be a lot harder than, you know, Joe Gibbs made it look. But I think the first thing is that cloud is gone, and now it's just positive. Now, can they just go play any games anywhere else besides that dump?
No, not for a while.
They rent out somewhere.
What? Baltimore will.
Yeah, you
know, we can schedule like
go
the Jets and
Maryland.
Giants do. Well, you know what? I mean, the joke was the last couple of years that, given that they only drew about 20,000 to 25,000, they could have played at Audi Field, and that thing is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to that place? You know what, you said something, and I asked Scott about this last week, and I've asked Sands and others about it, and I've noticed this over the years. The Friday morning after Josh Harris was ratified, SportsCenter led with Messi and I think it was Rays Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
And you just said you didn't realize how bad it was until you came down here.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the NFC East fan bases, the Cowboy fan base, Giant fan base, I think Eagle fan base knew how bad it was because they were kind of close to it twice.
And they would all come here
and
to go to a game.
And they knew what it was. And yeah, the whole thing. And they'd come in here and take the stadium over. But nationally, I don't think people ever really had a clue. And it's funny because Sands, who obviously is a massive fan and still, you know, he didn't understand why I didn't feel the same way. And I said, it's because you don't live here.
Yep.
You're not living the day to day. People out that move away, like Scott, like Sands, and Scott lost his passion a long time ago because he was more interested, as many are, in what kind of three-team parlay he was going to whip up at 12:58 p.m. on a Sunday. But You know, I think there's this badge of honor thing. When you move outside of your home market, you kind of want to fly the flags of the teams you root for.
No doubt.
And so you don't bail on them as much. When you're here and you're feeling it day to day, you know, it's basically F you.
Yeah.
I've had it. I'm not spending another dime on this dude.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
All right.
What else?
Who do you make the favorite? Legler still has a bet. First guy to go to a game.
And Tim's.
Van Pelt or Sheehan?
I'm going to go to the opener.
You are?
Yeah. I'm going to the opener.
I had you.
Did Legler?
It was a pick'em.
It was a pick'em? Did he make that bet when we were out to dinner that night?
No.
Did he put that out
no,
there?
No, it's been a conversation whenever he comes in studio with Scott. Oh. He's like, I'm getting one of you two to come to a game. I was like,
all right, well,
you're going to get Sheehan before you get Scott.
I'm going to go to the opener, and I forgot. I'll call him. He's been a devotee, man. He has been – but again – living outside the market, you know, somebody like Tim, had he been living here doing all of what he
beating over
from
the head
here, he would have been.
Yeah.
There's no way he would have been at FedEx Field as many times as he's been there.
No,
you know,
he'll still be there.
But I'm going to the Scott won't go to the open.
No,
no chance.
No,
I mean, actually, there wasn't much of a chance that I was going
to
go either.
I told Legs the only way you could get Pell a chance to go is if it was a playoff game.
Yeah, because it would be an event.
Correct.
Yeah, which really this town is, as you know. It's an event town. It didn't used to be that way because of the passion for the football team.
I went to one event game last year, and I don't think I'm going back. That was UCLA coming to play.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
That was bad.
You should have gone to the
Illinois. I'm not getting those seats again.
You should have gone to the Illinois game that Scott and I went to.
I'll be sitting in the rafters next time I go to the Xbox.
Yeah, but you've been there on big nights. You were there. Your first big night, I remember when it was. It was the Georgetown game. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that place was lit.
Yeah.
All right. What should I promote? Anything? What are you doing today or the rest of the week?
I'll call Scott and let him know when I'll ask him when he's coming back.
When he's coming back to work from his Johnny Carson length vacation.
There you go.
Appreciate this.
Thank you.
All right. Stanford Steve, everybody. I'll be back early next week. Have a good weekend.
Three cheers for the Redskins. Hip, hip. Prepared so much, and hell, we're going to go a long ways together, but here's George Allen. Thank you.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.